Hello, everyone. This is Mary Montgomery of Stearns Montgomery & Proctor in Atlanta, Georgia. On today's podcast, I am speaking with Dominic Jones. The podcast will center around the question of whether or not legitimation is typically granted easily or whether or not it's difficult to get a legitimation granted. We hope you enjoy the conversation and gain some insight into how to navigate this situation if you're faced with it. Dominic, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Good, good. So is it difficult to get legitimations granted?
In my general experience, they are not very difficult to get a legitimation granted. Certainly, there are, I think, two big factors that a court will consider whether to grant or not grant legitimation, but I have never encountered those issues. But in my experience, there are two issues that a court will consider, and that's one where whether the father has abandoned the opportunity to proceed with legitimation or abandoned, not provided any support or has not been around, didn't sign the birth certificate or has not been in the child's life prior to filing legitimation. That will definitely be considered, but that, you know, at the end of the day, it's up to the judge. And another factor that a judge will consider is the ability or the fitness of him as a possible parent. So if there's some significant concerns in regards to some criminal issues or past criminal issues that would affect his ability as a parent or his fitness, or maybe even some mental health issues, that's something that I think a judge will also consider. But most times they do proceed with granting legitimation, especially if there's been some evidence that's been presented to the court that he is the biological father of the child.
I want to get into those factors a little bit more, but before I do that, for my practice, that the one area that might be sticky is if the biological mom is trying to give the child up for adoption, and maybe the biological father is trying to come in and legitimate the child. And so we're not going to talk about that scenario. Other than that scenario, these factors that you're talking about, in the first factor, which was abandonment, or whether or not, I guess, the biological father abandoned his rights to legitimate the child.
That's correct. Pretty much hasn't been in contact. And I think abandonment is something like there's been no support, no contact, no communication for at least, I think, is 6 months. That could be a different time. But pretty much abandonment means you just hasn't been in the child's life at all, has not done anything. A judge can certainly consider that. But that still doesn't mean that he won't move forward with at least declaring the father the legal father for, I guess, inheritance purposes and legal purposes. But that certainly doesn't give him custody rights or visitation rights unless the judge goes further and orders that.
Could have the child declared to be able to inherit from the biological father, but not necessarily have visitation or custody rights.
That's correct.
With the father. And so those things can be separated. What if the father didn't know that he had a child out there? Is this abandonment an intent, and, you know, having to show sort of an intent to abandon, or is it just, you know, in general?
I definitely do think that it would be, he'd need to show, he can kind of disprove that by showing he did know. Because, I mean, you know, if he didn't know that there was a child out there, I think that a judge would, you know, at least consider that, especially if there was just no knowledge that there was a child out there. I think that's a legitimate reason. But like I said, even though, you know, a mother will object to the legitimation and state those reasons, doesn't mean that a judge could overrule that objection and just basically grant the legitimation. So I do think that would be important evidence to present to the court that a father had no knowledge of the child prior to a certain date, and then he proceeded with filing a petition for legitimation.
Okay. And so with regards to the second factor, do judges, you know, and the fitness and whatnot, I suppose the judge could also separate, yes, the child might still be able to inherit from you, you have to pay child support, but you can't have visitation or custody.
That's correct.
Do judges, you know, have you found the judges really tend more towards granting the legitimation? And even, let's say, if there's a stepfather involved or other people involved, and if there is no adoption pending, judges usually like to keep that, the biological ties going, if you will.
In my experience, a judge has always pretty much granted the legitimation. I don't think I've ever, from my experience, from my memory, ever had a judge not grant the legitimation. But what he will limit, if there are those concerns in regards to the father's parental ability, he will limit his rights to custody and visitation. So if there are some concerns there, then he would say that, you know, it's possibly that he'll order only supervised visitation, or will limit his visitation, or will still maintain that the mother have sole physical and sole legal custody, but still declare the legal child and the father, the legal father of the child, for those inheritance purposes.
So when you talk about legitimation, really, that's a totally separate issue from these visitation and custody issues.
That's correct. That's correct. You know, I'll be handled in that case.
Right. So in generally, more simple cases, we'll just generally talk about legitimation. The complexities of that particular area, legitimation or custody, would need to be addressed separately and delved into in greater lengths.
That's correct.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dominic. I appreciate your time today.
All right. I appreciate it.